Radio Prague News.
The foreign minister is finalising details of a trip to Lebanon in connection with the five missing Czechs. Carmaker Škoda Auto boosts its first half figures, and Czech teams get off to a good start in qualifiers for football's Champions League. It should be clear by the end of the week when Minister of Foreign Affairs Lubomír Zaorálek will go to Lebanon in connection with the five missing Czechs. Ministry spokeswoman Mikhaila Lagronova gave the details Wednesday after a meeting of the crisis committee dealing with the case, the Chetekar news agency reported. Foreign Ministry and intelligence experts are still assessing the latest details of the Czechs who went missing more than a week ago near the Syrian border. Two Czech intelligence staff are already in Lebanon, tracking the efforts of their local counterparts. The foreign minister admitted last week that no approaches from possible kidnappers had been received. Škoda Auto, the Czech Republic's biggest car maker and one of the main industrial motors of the economy, has boosted first half operating profits by around 23% to €522 million, compared with the same period in 2014. Overall turnover rose 7.5% to €6.4 billion. The manufacturer, part of the Volkswagen Group, said favourable currency rates and lower prices for raw materials helped the improvement. Car deliveries in the first half topped 544,000, a rise of 4.2%. Tighter rules on the gaming industry were approved Wednesday by the Czech Cabinet. The proposed measures include giving local councils greater powers over opening hours, including an obligatory closing period during the night, and higher taxes on companies. Taxes on lottery games should increase from 20 to 25%. The proposal would also ban gaming machines from bars and restaurants. The Czech Republic has long had a reputation as a gaming paradise compared with other European countries, but with the serious social impact that around 100,000 people are now estimated to be addicted to gambling. The Czech Post Office is preparing to rush out a special edition of stamps in honour of Sir Nicholas Winton, who organised transports of 669 mostly Jewish children out of Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia before the outbreak of World War II. The move almost certainly saved their lives. Sir Nicholas died at the age of 106 on July the 1st. The special edition of stamps and a limited edition of 750,000 should go on sale on September the 2nd. The ANO party is considering having their electoral candidates undergo psychological tests in order to prevent members winning elections and then rebelling, the news website ined.cz reported. The party's number two, Jaroslav Faltinek, said he envisaged the first 10 people on the ANO's candidate list in regional elections next year taking the four-hour test. Mr. Faltinek presented the idea at a meeting after ANO's representatives on two local councils went against the policies of the relatively new and small party. Chairman Andrej Babiš refused to comment on the idea. And finally, football. Czech league title holders Victoria Pilsen beat Maccabi Tel Aviv 2-1 away on Tuesday night in the first leg of their Champions League third qualifying round tie. The result leaves Pilsen in good position ahead of next Wednesday's second leg to decide a place in the final qualifying round of the prestigious competition. Sparta Prague, meanwhile, were also in Champions League qualifying action and also scored two valuable away goals in their clash with CSKA Moscow in the Russian capital. The score ended 2-2. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Daniela Azarová. Coming up in the programme, controversy within the Catholic Church over whether it should be involved in the upcoming Prague Pride LGBT festival. And one of the last surviving northern white rhinos has died at the Dvůr Králové Zoo. And later on in Marketplace, a successful crowdfunding campaign that will enable the production of a new line of Czech designer sex toys. All that coming up, so do please stay with us. The head of the Czech Roman Catholic Church has criticised plans to host events in August's Prague Pride LGBT festival at the city's parish of St. Salvatore, headed by priest and professor Tomáš Halík. In a statement, Cardinal Dominik Duka said it was inappropriate for the church to be involved with events advocating interests sharply at odds with its own. But what particular festival sidebars are being held on church property, and how do Prague Pride respond to the church leaders' comments? These are questions Ian Willoughby put to Bohdana Rambouskova, the organization's spokesperson.
There are two events taking place at the Roman Catholic Academic Parish Prague, and one of them is a debate with an American nun, Janine Gramick, who's been popular for her focus on LGBT issues and religion. And the second event is a screening of a Polish film, and it's followed by a debate.
I understand this is the first time that the Czech Catholic Church has in any way been involved with the Prague Pride. How did the cooperation come about?
Well, this is not the first time religious events are included in the program of Prague Pride. In previous years, we already had prayers and debates on spiritual topics. We've been cooperating with Logos, which is the oldest Czech organization focused on LGBT issues and religion. And this year, they came with quite rich program consisting of prayers, debates, film screening and other things.
Yesterday, the Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, issued a statement saying that it wasn't a